Item four. Mr. Packard.
These are the minutes.
Okay.
Move approval.
All right.
Second.
Second.
Second, okay. All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the minutes of July 14th, 2011 are approved.
Point of order, don't you usually open it to the public if they have a comment on the minute? I submitted a card.
Okay.
I apologize.
All right, sure.
Thank you. Darlene Din, Ag Land Use Public Policy Consultant. I spoke at the July meeting regarding the executive officer's report, and I read verbatim a statement as it related to Dr. Tim Hart's report. And from my perspective, I didn't find the minutes as characterized. So I printed the exact statement, and I would like to submit that because it's imperative to those that have worked with Dr. Hart that it's clear on what the intent of that report was. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. These are all the cards, right, Mr. Thomas?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
On that point, if you look at page five of the minutes where the executive officer's report is, we summarized Ms. Din's statement, which is normally what we do is summarize.
Okay.
We did include it,
right.
The gist of it.
Well, everything is usually just a summary,
right,
of what happens. Okay. We have no State Water Board liaison with us today, so we'll skip over item five. Item six, uncontested items calendar. Mr. Packard?
Right. We have five items listed.
Sorry to interrupt. Did you actually end up voting on the minutes?
Yeah, I was going to ask. Well, I have a question of the chair.
Yeah.
Was Ms. Din asking for the minutes to be corrected? Or
I think she was asking for them to reflect what she is submitting, which is the full statement of what she said. Is that correct, Mrs. Denton?
Yes. I am asking that the statement, and I appreciate that you do summarize, but I consider the statement was a very short summary of a very specific statement on a very specific matter as it relates to the importance. And it didn't seem to me that my statement was so significantly long that it couldn't be contained in the minutes. I appreciate that for the purpose of brevity that staff does try to use, condensed summary, but on items that are of extreme importance and minutes that are retained, whether respectfully the board or staff concurred or discurred, just as a member of the public, when if there's something that we can say very concisely, it would be appreciated that those statements be reflected.
Mr. Chair, then I'll amend my motion to include that.
Well, I'd like to take a look at what she has offered us, just
okay.
So I know what we're
approving.
What's in front of us?
Well, I'm assuming that.
And Chair, let me point out that
yeah.
The statement she read at the last meeting is on the recorded
right.
Board meeting, so that
it is on the recorded.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the reflection on how that we saw the statement in clarity, I just appreciate the consideration. Thank you.
Okay. So Mrs. Din, is this what you had read
yes,
during that item?
Yes, sir. Verbatim.
Verbatim.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. What would the board like to do? Want to take a look, Dr. Wolf? It's a paragraph of what Mrs. Din stated during that item, and she'd like that attached to the minutes to reflect the detail of what she had said. Any thoughts, Dr. Hunter, Mr. Hodgen?
Oh, I don't see any problem with adding it
okay.
As long as it's what she
okay.
actually read.
All right. So, Mr. Jeffries, did you want to amend
yes.
the motion?
And I will second.
Okay. All those in favor of the amended motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you, Mrs. Din. All right, why don't we bring that over to...
So hold on.
You'll hold on to that. Okay.